Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing the discounted cash flow model. The discounted cash flow model is a valuation method used to estimate the attractiveness of an investment opportunity. The discounted cash flow analysis uses future free cash flow projections and then discounts them back to their present value using a required annual rate to arrive at present value estimates. A present value estimate is then used to evaluate the potential for investment. If the value arrived at through discounted cash flow analysis is higher than the current cost of the investment, the opportunity may in fact be a good one. The time value of money is the assumption that a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. For example, assuming 5% annual interest, a dollar in a savings account will be worth $1.05 in a year. Due to the symmetric property, if A equals B, then B equals A, we must consider $1.05 a year from now to be worth a dollar today. When it comes to assessing the future value of investments, it is common to use the weighted average cost of capital as the discount rate. The firm's free cash flow can be used to calculate the value of the firm in a discounted cash flow model. This approach forecasts the firm's future free cash flows, discounts the cash flows using the firm's weighted average cost of capital, and the equity value equals the firm's assets minus the debt value. So first we need to forecast the near-term cash flows. Then we'll forecast the long-term growth rate and the terminal value. Discount the annual cash flows and terminal value to determine the present value of the firm. Inputs to the discounted cash flow model: forecast the future cash flows, determine base or initial cash flow, forecast near and long-term growth rates. Also, we need to achieve the calculation of weighted average cost of capital to give us our discount rate. So let's look at a discounted cash flow example. So first we'll look at the equation. So the discounted cash flow equals cash flow 1 divided by 1 plus the rate of return, which will be our weighted average cost of capital calculation, plus cash flow 2 divided by 1 plus the rate. Now we're going to raise by 2 because it's the second period. We'll continue this out until we receive no more cash flows, or we sell the opportunity and move on to another one. All right, we'll raise it to that value. Okay. So obviously CF equals cash flow. Okay, R equals our discount rate or our weighted average cost of capital. Okay. So now for a hypothetical company X, we would apply the discounted cash flow analysis by first estimating the firm's future cash flow growth. We would start by determining the company's trailing 12-month free cash flow equal to that period's operating cash flow minus capital expenditures. Say that company X's current free cash flow is $50 million. We would compare this figure to previous year's cash flow in order to estimate a rate of growth. It is also important to consider the source of this growth. Are sales increasing? Are costs declining? These factors will inform assessments of the growth rate's sustainability. So, say that you estimate that company X's cash flow will grow by 10% in the first year. So, cash flow will increase 2%, okay, in the first 2 years, year one and two, okay? Then cash flows will increase 5%, okay, in year three to year five. So year three through five, okay? After a few years, you may apply a long-term cash flow growth rate representing an assumption of the annual growth from that point on. This value should probably not exceed the long-term growth prospects of the overall economy by too much. We will say that the company X is 3%. So that's the long-term growth rate is 3%. Growth rate equals 3%. You will then calculate weighted average cost of capital. Let's say, for example, our weighted average cost of capital is 8%. The terminal value or long-term valuation of the company's growth approaches is calculated using the Gordon growth model. Terminal value, so Gordon growth model, right? Gordon growth model, terminal value, so let's say terminal value equals projected cash flow for the final year times 1 plus the long-term growth rate divided by the discount rate or weighted average cost of capital minus the long-term growth rate. Now you can estimate the cash flow for each period, including the terminal value. So $50 is our cash flow at period zero. So we took $50 times 1 plus the rate of return. It's our weighted average cost of capital, which is 10%. So 50 times 1.0 gives us 55, and we project out cash flows like this. Now notice our growth rate changes, right? So our return changes. So we go from 10% in years 1 and 2 to 5% in 3, 4, and 5, and then calculating the terminal value, we will use our long-term growth rate of 3%. Okay, so now we know the cash flows. We know the terminal value. You can see how they've been discounted back, right? So now we know the present value of those cash flows. So finally, to calculate Company X's discounted cash flow, you add each of these projected cash flows, adjusting them for present value using the weighted average cost of capital. So we're going to take these cash flows, 55, 60.5, 63.5, 366.7, 70.04, and 1,442.75, and we're going to put them into our discounted cash flow formula. So let's look at how this is going to compute. So we have for cash flow 1, so company X equals, so cash flow 1, 55 divided by 1.081. Why do we use 1.081? So we'll take the $55 cash flow, we'll multiply that out by 1 plus our weighted average cost of capital. Then we'll take our next cash flow 2, 60.5, divide it by 1 plus our growth rate, but this will also be raised to the second power. Next, our other next cash flow, 63.53, divided by 1.08, raised to the third. Next cash flow, 66.70, divided by 1.08, raised to the fourth, plus 70.04, divided by 1.08, raised to the fifth, plus 1442.75 divided by 1.08. This is our terminal value raised to the fifth. This will give us $1,231.83. So this is the sum of our cash flows into the future. So now we're going to multiply this out by a million to give us our present enterprise value of company X, which will be $1.23 billion. So this is our estimated present enterprise value for company X. So if the company has net debt, this needs to be subtracted as equity holders' claims to a company's assets are subordinate to bondholders. The result is an estimate of the company's fair equity value. If we divide that by the number of shares outstanding, say divided by 10 million shares, right, 10 million shares, 10 million shares, we have a fair equity value per share of $123.18. Which we can compare with the market price of the stock. If our estimate is higher than the current stock price, we might consider Company X a good investment.